That's the longest I've ever heard you talk at one time.
That's because you never ask me about my hair. Later, I asked Holly about the Eves. He said, fine. We set the last of the charges as the first bunch appeared from the right. I leaned out the hatch and shot one of them. The others flattened against the wall, out of range. Holly was all for blowing it right then, but I wanted to wait for the left-handers to show up, too. When the first blaze bomb rattled at us from the right, I acceded. Holly keyed the charge from the control room so we could see it better. It got every one of them. But it kept falling and rolling, great chunks cascading over and over. When it had finished, we had a ridge of debris from the dome to the river. It was 5 meters high at its highest point.
"We've cut them off," announced Holly with a cheer.
"No, they'll blow it open. But it got their attention." We blew the second on the grounds that no one could be that stupid. It made another ridge, all the way to the river. Hot damn. So ended the second attack. Things started happening pretty fast after that. The trouble was, the whole thing had been damn near a blur all along. From the beginning, when the squirrel woke me up, to Weiss, to no more Weiss, and then no more Crusaders, and then no me for a couple of hours, to crazy Borglund, to crazy Holly. Now, crazy me. They came in the third wave moments later. They came to the ridges we had made by blowing the eaves down the hill. They didn't blast them, though. They just stood behind them, out of sight and out of range, and threw things at us. They didn't bother with catapults or launchers. They hauled out the people wearing that open-air armor. Their artificial muscles were plenty. They threw concussion grenades and blaze bombs, which I had expected, and smoke, which I had not. Idiot. They had us anyway. We had no place to go. Only one place from which to fight back. The smoke wouldn't hide us from them, but they could use it, and they did.
"Get ready to blow this first one,"
I yelled to Holly, as the first half-dozen blasts rocketed masonry along the front wall.
"Can't we wait?"
Holly yelled back gamely, running to another cannon console.
"No," I screamed back. "No, we can't stay in this forward room. We've got to go back to..."
"Look, they're coming up at us,"
he said, ignoring my cussing and firing away with the cannon. But the smoke bombs hit then, cutting off most of our effectiveness. And then the first of the grenades hit, rocking us back and rocking the wall itself. Through the dust and smoke coming in, I saw it waffling back and forth on either side of the gash. It was crumbling and warping and shaking, and then coming at us as something hit it just right and a 5-meter-wide section just folded back, just lifted up and folded back from the gash toward us. We were already down, blasted down and bouncing, me screaming for Holly to get back, goddammit, before... Too late. That section of wall, folding and crumpling and collapsing, disintegrated from the force of another blast, and then those pieces blew apart from the force of another, and then one of those smaller pieces, a tiny one no larger than me, shot forward across the floor and over him.